Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crowd Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Lovely day in the panhandle. Thank you for listening, whether you're listening as a podcast on your favorite podcast app. Did I say that already? Or at crabdiving.com? I'm already discombobulated because I was getting my coffee.
It's fucking Monday.
And had to run in here.
Is it not a holiday today? Today's not a holiday.
Not that I know of.
No.
Just, I don't think so.
Sometimes there's holidays on Mondays that sneak up on you. You don't even know, but like we work at home, so how the fuck would we know anyway?
Right. I don't know if it's a holiday today.
I really don't think so. I mean, some weird fucking, it's Oak Tree Day. Fucking
thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit on Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck.
Yay.
And thank you ever so much for joining us on the Twitter at crabdiving, crabdiving.
Happy Reptile Appreciation Day, everyone.
There we go. Especially here in Florida.
Oh, yes. Appreciate this snake.
Today is Law Day. It's what? Loyalty Day. In Hawaii, it's Lay Day. Laid. It's the first day of Military Appreciation Month.
Okay.
First day of Asian Pacific American Heritage Month.
That's right, Pat.
And the first day of Jewish American Heritage Month. Look at that.
Very cool.
Our Jewish friends and our Asian friends.
That's right.
Sharing the month.
That's right. We share in everything. Not everything, but... in most everything. Happy, what is the day, Jewish?
Black people get the shortest month of the year.
Why is that?
Because it's America. Come on.
Yeah. You know, it's like this country, it's like, you know, you say, oh, you're going to do better, you're going to do better, you're going to do better, and here we are. It's 2023, and what are people saying? We're going to do better, guys. We're going to fix this eventually. And it's like, I mean, I'm sure we are, right? I mean, we are in the late...
Yeah, I mean, the overall trajectory in the last couple centuries has been for the better, but you know, some setbacks every once in a while.
Yeah. It's just, it's mainly the shitty people. It really is. It's
a whole lot of them.
On this planet, there's people that aren't shitty, and there's people that are shitty. And sometimes the shitty people weasel their way into ways that are very, very shitty.
Yes.
And they fuck everything up. I think that's in the Constitution.
I don't think there's any other holidays today, so.
Well, shit. Sorry, there's nothing to celebrate. There's nothing further to celebrate.
We had in my family, we had a bunch of birthdays in May, so we always had kind of a combined celebration at some point.
It's not like month of the acorn or something like that.
Some certain specific month. Let us see what the headlines are this lovely Monday. Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo
Zootalore.
CNN rolls out the red carpet for Trump.
No, I saw this. Let's have a town hall and suck his dick and give him a platform to say all his insurrectionist lies. Good job, CNN.
Don't you think CNN might press him a little more, though?
They're giving him a fucking platform. They're giving that old nasty little Nazi.
He is the number one candidate on the Republican side.
Right, and he's going to use that platform. And they're making a decision. They're making a decision to give a fascist, a fascist that, for God's sake, started an insurrection. They stormed the Capitol and killed people. What does CNN say?
Allegedly.
Let's give this fuck a platform, because we are a bitch. I read this. This is infuriating. They're a bitch.
You just don't know the evidence.
Here's where it's killing us. This is both sidesism right here. This is a bunch of fucking bullshit. This is CNN trying to be fair and balanced, and they're being cunts, and they're being bitches.
CNN said Monday that former President Donald Trump will participate in a town hall forum next week in New Hampshire. The event will be held May 10th at St. Anselm College.
Oh, God!
Trump will take questions from New Hampshire Republicans and voters who plan to participate in the 2024 presidential primary.
Are you withholding a treat from that dog?
Am, okay, she saw that.
She just pushed you.
Saw the assault on my person, yeah.
This is bullshit. CNN, you are bullshit. You know this is bullshit. And that first Trump 2016 election, you gave that fuck a platform, you aired every fucking speech, and look what happened. Now you're doing it again. Yeah. Shame on you. Go fuck yourselves. You fucking losers.
The event will, I said that already, CNN this morning anchor Caitlin Collins will moderate. There was no immediate word on when the event will be broadcast.
You're gonna moderate it? What are they?
Well, it's a town hall, so, I mean, people are going to ask questions from the audience.
Right. Hey, town hall, everybody. We brought this old, nasty, decrepit,
you know, this can only
Nazi
end badly for him, right? I mean,
the town
it's
hall?
Not going to change anybody's minds. The people that love him are going to need towels for their laps.
Absolutely.
And the rest of us, it's just going to make him look worse and stupider. And especially to any independents who inexplicably might have been on the fence.
Nah, it's you know what? It's fucked up.
It's well, but what can they do? Not have him?
Yes, he's an insurrectionist. He's a Nazi. Well, he's never a fucking fascist.
He was not found guilty of anything.
CNN, that's their private network, right? That's their First Amendment right to air Trump or to not air Trump. So he wants to air Trump, then I guess people can boycott
their network.
Right,
they're
going to
make a whole lot of money off of
it. Yeah, and that's it. It's about the fucking money. So to sit there and say it's not about that is fucking insane.
It is 100% about the money.
And here's the cost. The Capitol getting stormed. Or here's the cost. Some trans person getting the shit beat out of them because Trump says some weird bullshit at the town hall meeting. I mean, they're giving a Nazi a platform. That's all they're doing.
I don't know who this Caitlin Collins person is. I'm trying to find her picture and see if I recognize her.
Taking that money, doing a Trump town hall.
I don't recognize her. Oh, I guess she was on the morning show. Was she on the morning show with Don Lemon, the former?
No, yeah.
The former
I don't know.
Co-host or whatever?
How is she going to, I mean, are they going to ask Trump, like, hard questions or? You think?
I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be less of a pure blowjob than he would get at.
It's disgusting.
At like your Newsmax or something like that. Did you see the report that they're literally offering the key to the empire of Newsmax to Tucker Carlson? If he goes over there, they're literally, the Newsmax guy is literally, you know, saying you can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. Just come over here.
Yes. What is he going to do it? Do you think? Or why wouldn't Tucker just start his own thing?
Ridiculous money. He was making crazy money before, and they're probably going to have to pay him out. He's going to sue.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, it's like, is MSNBC going to air the town hall? Are they doing a town hall?
Not with Trump.
I wonder if NPR is, or the BBC.
Tucker was making 35 mil a year.
That's why. See, everybody's like, why didn't Rupert settle earlier? Because he wanted the shit to come out to justify the firing of that much fucking money. And now, how much is Brian Kilmeade getting? Could you look that up?
Well, he's probably getting a bump.
Brian, we're going to pay you with Eric Bowling dick pics.
Oh, sounds good.
Already got some.
Yeah, yeah. No need. You got to give me something else. Who's going to change his diapers on the CNN town hall, Wolf Blitzer?
Kilmeade makes $9 million a year.
What the fuck? What the fuck, Rupert? Fire that cunt.
Brian, I would Kilmeade fire that guy. $9 million a year?
Buy the guy's contract
for that
out.
Shit.
What?
I would okay, fire. How much? What do you think Jesse Waters is making?
Oh, isn't he like the new talent? Like, do you think? I'm going to say $15 million.
Very close. $16 million a year.
Holy shit. Let me tell you
so
how
gross.
This is what I would do. Rupert, you dumb old shitbag, you fucking Nazi. This is how you fix your network. You fire everybody. All these motherfuckers go. Keep Jesse Waters. Keep Jesse Waters and make him Tucker Carlson. There you go. I fixed your problem.
Brett Baer is making $14 million.
Fire that fuck.
Hannity.
Yes.
Hannity making the same as Tucker, 34.
Fire.
34 a year with a $5 million bonus if he keeps his ratings up.
Fire all these people. That's exactly what you do. You fire these people. And you justify it by all the shit that came out in
Geraldo, what do you think they're paying Geraldo at Fox?
Let me think about it. 20.
Six.
Shame on me. Oh my God, Geraldo.
Oh, sad.
God, that is depressing. Geraldo, Jesse Waters is
Kilmeade
getting more
is
than
making
you.
More than Geraldo.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, that would be the, I would consider retiring at that point.
That is, man.
Anyway, there's a little, Ingram. How much is Ingram making a year?
Oh, wait, let me think about it. 12.
15.
Fuck. I'm going to say this. I can't believe Geraldo's Geraldo, why is he getting the least? What? Oh, wait. Who did you see? Lou Dobbs or
Craig Gutfeld?
Probably a lot because he was about to get a late night show or he had one.
He's got one on Fox.
I hate our culture. It's so bad. It's so bad, dude.
Do you know how much Greg Gutfeld is bringing in? I clutched my chest.
$37 million.
Oh, no, I didn't clutch my chest. Okay, wait. He's not making more than Tucker.
Well, I mean.
Or Hannity.
$27 million.
24. Oh, my God.
What the fuck? There's no way their ratings justify any of that money. I can't imagine. Who the fuck watches Greg fucking Gutfeld? Or Feld, whatever his fucking name is.
God. Yeah, and well, he does have the highest ranked show for like the younger demographic, inexplicably.
I wonder. I wonder what CNN, what kind of integrity they had to, what they had to give up to, what they had to agree to put Trump on this town hall. Like, what are you not allowed to ask? What did you agree to get him to do this is what I want to know.
Rachel.
Oh, come on. She gets $300 million a year.
20.
What the fuck? God, Rachel. Tucker Carlson was getting more than you. God damn it, man. That's bullshit. That pisses me off. Rachel Maddow's getting what? $20
million? $20
million. That's why she's not working all the time. You're not paying her worth of shit. Tucker Carlson was getting twice her. That's bullshit. Holy fuck, man.
What do you think Lawrence is pulling in?
God, Lawrence, if you're... 12?
Wow, they just don't pay over at MSNBC like they pay those assholes at Fox. 5.
Oh my God, Lawrence. Someone tweet Lawrence and let him know this. You are getting... Tucker Carlson's getting 8 times what you make. Rachel, I would be I would be so pissed off right now. I would be upset. I hope that she listens to the Crab Diving podcast and gets on the phone. She's like, what the fuck? What the fucking fuck?
That means Hayes must not be making.
Jesus Christ.
Hayes is making the same
that is
as
insane.
Lawrence, $5 million.
Hey, MSNBC, what are you doing? Why are you not paying these people what they're fucking worth? Surely, how much you advertise? They must make so much money off that Rachel Maddow show. That's why she scaled it back. You're not paying her worth of shit.
Well, but she's still she's only working, I mean, she's only doing her show one night a week, but she's doing all these other projects.
Well, they want her to come on and do it more. You got to pay her Tucker Carlson money, sadly. Sadly, that's the real story. That's why she scaled back. They wouldn't pay her. That's what's happening.
So anyway, that's the, because we're talking about newscasts, because the headline at the HuffPo was that Donald Trump will be on the CNN on a...
God.
On a town hall. I'll be right back.
Sleeper, the headline, the buried story here is Rachel Maddow. Hey, Tucker Carlson, I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. Tucker Carlson gets twice what Rachel Maddow got? What the fuck? And then he lies. They're paying somebody at Fox twice what Rachel Maddow makes. Almost twice. To lie and cost their company like almost $1 billion in a fucking lawsuit with Dominion. Meanwhile, Rachel Maddow's doing all these amazing programs and MSNBC is like, no, we're going to not match you with who else is on. I mean, Tucker's her competition, right? Tucker's her competition. Is she beating him? I wonder what her ratings are compared to Tucker. That's what I want to know. God damn, Rachel, I'd fire my fucking agent if I found out that. Holy shit.
Tucker was the number one cable news show, so.
Damn, if I'm Rachel Maddow, I get my agent on the phone and here's a conversation. Hello? I want Tucker money. Click. That's what I want.
Well, she's doing okay.
I'm not coming back from fishing
She's getting
Tucker
extra money. She's making that movie with Jon Stewart, isn't she? And she's producing those podcasts
shit. MSNBC,
That's not included in the salary.
MSNBC, if you paid her a little more, she wouldn't get wooed away by some fucking podcast. Pay her what Tucker makes. Yes?
Deucey. I just saw Deucey's salary.
Holy shit.
Oh,
it
my
better not
God.
Be more than Rachel's. What is it?
26. It's
God
more than
damn
Rachel.
Rachel, walk. You got to walk right now. I can't. You're the best.
Man,
you're the
they're
best.
Shelling out a lot of money over
Lawrence
at Fox.
Is great, too. And so is Chris Hayes and all this talent at MSNBC. And I'm telling you guys, that management is doing you wrong.
I can't imagine they're generating that much revenue. I mean, I guess.
What's like, a top-rated cable news channel?
We're still only talking like 3 or 4 million people watching their top-rated show. It's not like it's... you know, everybody's plastered, their eyes are plastered to fucking Fox.
Just think about the quality of programming that's going out on MSNBC.
But it is an older demographic that usually has money. So, they like that advertising.
Boy, MSNBC, you're getting all that content nothing.
That MyPillow advertising money.
Jeez, is that what it is? That's what it is, guys.
It's the cable deals, right? That's where they make their money. They don't give a shit about advertising because... The cable companies pay them ridiculous amounts of money, but this is bad timing for them because the negotiations are coming back up. We talked about that before for these carriage fees that a lot of these cable companies have, and Fox is losing a lot of its leverage.
Yeah.
It's not coming in as the juggernaut it was. It just took a hit for being a lying fuckface.
Right.
And a $700 million hit, and they had to get rid of their number one prettiest star on the show.
Jeez, man.
On the network, I mean.
Well, I tell you what. I mean, at least they're paying people like their prettiest star. I can't believe that.
I can't believe that. It's such a difference between them and MSNBC.
I'd be living. I'm trying to think how she feels about that. I'm trying to put myself in her shoes. She is... I mean, I know she's scaled back and everything, but she is the face of MSNBC, is she not? She's the face of MSNBC, and they ain't paying her like it. Holy fuck.
When the shit hits the fan, she shows up, though.
Yeah, that's right.
When there's a big news story.
Well, you know what I would do, Rachel? You wait until they need you. They call you last minute, say, oh, okay, I'll be down there. Why don't we get out that contract right now?
Or she drives to that little hometown studio that she's in now.
Yeah, listen, motherfucker. If I'm Rachel Maddow, I'm like, listen, if you're going to get me out of bed to cover like a fucking school shooting or some weird storm, then you got to pay me like Tucker. That's how it works. Fuck. Chris Hayes ain't getting shit.
While we're on that subject, before we do the Drudge Report headline, there was a story the other day about the whole Tucker firing. It was a report from Vanity Fair.
Woo!
That one of the contributing factors, or you know, maybe the straw that broke the camel's back for Rupert was Tucker Carlson starting to get all gaudy. Jesus-y. And that shit freaks him out. Like Rupert doesn't like that stuff.
Well, it is weird, Rupert. All of a sudden, this guy that you're paying $40 million a year
34.
To.
34.
34. Holy shit, man. Goddamn, Rachel. That's $14 million fucking. Anyway, like that now, the guy you're shelling all that money to is talking to an imaginary person in the sky. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Let's see. A new theory has emerged. According to a source, Fox yes. Corp chair Rupert Murdoch removed Carlson over remarks Carlson made during a speech at Heritage Foundation's 50th anniversary gala a couple weeks ago. Carlson right. laced his speech with religious overtones that even Murdoch found too extreme.
Jeez.
The source, who was briefed on Murdoch's decision-making, said Carlson told the Heritage audience that national politics has become a... Do I know this word?
Oh, what?
I have to look up a word. Hold on cool. a second. Manichean?
A Manichea. It's become a Manichea.
Manichean. I'm learning a word.
Manichean? It's like balderdash.
It's a former religion.
Oh, yes.
A former major universal religion founded in 3rd century AD by the... See, now this sounds like you're listening to a movie or Star Wars. Or this is a real religion, everybody. And this is what we hear when the Christian,
yeah,
when you Christians
nutty.
Talk, just
it's
to be
nutty.
Honest with you. Manichaeism is a former major universal religion founded in the 3rd century AD by the Parthian prophet Mani in the Sasanian Empire. Manichaeism teaches an elaborate dualistic cosmology describing the struggle between a good spiritual world of light and an evil material world of darkness.
I'm a Manichaeist, fuck you.
What? Oh, okay. So I guess by using the adjective Manichean means a... It's not a typo, huh? It still doesn't kind of... I guess it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Manichean battle between good and evil. Okay. So it's like it's black and white.
Right. Oh, interesting. Manichean.
Good and evil.
So you could say it's a Manichean-like struggle or a Manichean struggle?
Yes, meaning that it's like the Manicheans believe that there was a duel. There was the darkness fighting the light and the light fighting darkness. It's all the same bullshit. Different. It's God versus Lucifer. It's Cthulhu versus whoever fought Cthulhu.
Right. It's Luke versus Darth. Right. Manichean.
Whatever religion you're into.
It's Frodo versus...
What a great word.
Snipe. Or, no, wait, I'm mixing my shows.
Today's word of the day is Manichean.
Ew.
Carlson said that people advocating for transgender rights and DEI programs want to destroy America, and they cannot be persuaded with facts. He said, quote, "We should say that and stop engaging in those totally fraudulent debates. I've tried. That doesn't work."
This cunt was getting... $34 fucking million.
So the answer, he said,
yes.
is prayer. Quote, "I have concluded it might be worth taking just 10 minutes out of your busy schedule to say a prayer for the future, and I hope you will." That stuff, then the source said, that kind of stuff freaks Rupert out. He doesn't like all the spiritual talk.
Well, wait a second. Can't Tucker sue him? He's saying, "I don't want to work with you because of your religious beliefs."
Well, he's not saying that out loud. This is...
That's the...
Yeah. It's not like Rupert called him up and said,
"I don't like your religious beliefs."
It's been reported that Lachlan Murdoch, the son and the Fox Corp CEO, and Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott made the decision to fire Carlson Friday night. Another source, person close to Murdoch, said something similar. Scott informed Carlson of the decision on Monday morning, so they decided Friday night.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell him till Monday morning.
Right.
Hey, don't bother coming in.
Oh, my God. So, well, wait, which is better? Tucker had the weekend pretending he still worked at Fox, and Monday the bad news comes. Maybe that's better.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
I don't know.
Rupert was perhaps unnerved by Carlson's messianism. Wow.
What does that mean? Like
his messiah
complex.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he doesn't think he's... Wait. Meaning, he's into the Jesus, not that he thinks he's Jesus.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
Does Tucker think he's Jesus?
He doesn't. Because it echoed the end times worldview of Murdoch's ex-fiancée, Anne Leslie Smith.
Fuck!
So...
This is hilarious.
This, and that's the recent one after he divorced Mick Jagger's ex-wife.
I'm sorry. Who I can't remember. Who's his ex-wife?
Wait. Rupert
Bianca Jagger. I'm just picking a name.
Rupert Murdoch.
How old is Rupert Murdoch? He's getting divorces at 89 years old. It's fucking crazy.
Ex-wives.
I mean, dude, just
Jerry Hall.
Chill out. You know what I mean, Rupert? Just chill the fuck out.
After he divorced Jerry Hall, by email, I think we learned that story,
that's
didn't
right.
we?
He's all
such
this
a warm,
shit.
Fuzzy guy.
He's got a template.
So he had a new fiance, and allegedly the reason that he booted her recently was that she was way too Jesus-y. So that might be, you know, that might contribute.
Yeah. That's right. It's like Tucker's Jesus shit reminds me of my ex. So I don't want to fucking deal with this.
They're engaged.
Fuck him.
They were engaged 2 weeks. In a May cover story, it was reported that Rupert and Smith called off their 2 week engagement because Smith had told people Carlson was, quote, a messenger from God.
Oh, my God.
Murdoch had seen Carlson and Smith discuss religion firsthand. In late March, Carlson had dinner at Murdoch's Bel Air Vineyard with Murdoch and Smith. During dinner, Smith pulled out a Bible and started reading passages from the Book of Exodus.
Oh, what a turn.
Quote,
off.
Rupert just sat there and stared, the source said.
God, Rupert.
A few days after that dinner, Murdoch and Smith called off the wedding.
Yeah. That God, this story humanizes that old decrepit Nazi.
Don't
fuck.
Make me like him for anything.
I mean, God, he's just sitting there. He's like, I have only a few days left on this planet. Maybe
he's
I'm
92,
old as shit.
Yeah.
You're going to make me listen to this bullshit messianic crap. Tucker Carlson's over looking at the Bible.
Oh, his kids have got to be like, stop marrying people for fuck's sake.
Yeah, just sit there. Sit there. So you don't have Tucker over for dinner. Just fire Tucker. Fire all these people. Why are you paying Brian Kilmeade $9 million?
Well, maybe he's losing it a little. The 92-year-old mogul's broken engagement is part of a string of erratic decisions he has made of late that is raising questions about Murdoch's leadership of his media empire. According to sources, executives at Fox are worried about his unsteady hand at the wheel of the company. It's like the king is senile, but no one wants to say anything, one source said. According to two sources, Fox settled with Dominion moments before the trial was set to begin because Fox's lawyers didn't want Murdoch testifying in public.
Yay!
So all that stupid shit he said in the deposition might be because he might have lost a step or two at 92.
Right.
The source said they were hoping and praying to settle for months, but they didn't want to pay up. Once the trial began, the lawyers told Fox execs that Murdoch would be, quote, disgraced on the stand, run out of the boardroom, and his testimony will expose him as a lunatic sliding into senility. One person close to Murdoch disputed this, saying
yes,
Rupert was very well prepared to testify.
Right. Sure. I'm sure he fucking was. He was never going to testify.
Yeah. So, I mean, there you go. That's the another theory of what may have contributed to Tucker's downfall.
You know
what
I do?
Too Jesus-y for Rupert.
I put Jerry, Jerry
Hall?
No. I can't think of his name.
Jerry Stiller?
Jerry, Jesse Waters.
Oh, Jesse Walker.
Jesse Waters. I put Jesse Waters in Tucker's spot. I fire Hannity. I don't give a shit who I even. I even fire Brian Kilmeade. I don't want to pay.
Jesse Waters has a show, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. I'm going to put all my money in that racist fuck. And then I'm not paying anybody more than $5 million to do shows because Jesus fucking Christ. If you pay, paying Brian Kilmeade $9 million a year.
Gutfeld. $24 million.
That's disgusting.
$4 million more than Rachel.
That's disgusting. It's insane. First of all, whatever with Fox. If I'm MSNBC, I'm like, why is this network so fucking cheap? What is their fucking problem? What's wrong with my content that I can't get paid? Like Brian fucking Kilmeade, says Hayes. Says Lawrence O'Donnell. Lawrence, do you know this? I mean, I think that would piss him the fuck off.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Woo!
Ooh, big red headline. Mystery balloon over Hawaii!
Yay!
It says the U.S. military is asking me to turn off my ad blocker. The U.S. military is tracking a mysterious balloon that flew over American soil, but it's not clear what it is or to whom it belongs.
Okay.
The object flew across portions of Hawaii, but did not go over any sensitive areas.
Ooh,
imagine if it's up there in the sky. Can't you see all of Hawaii
if you
go not too high up in the air? I mean,
maybe I don't know. It's
the object flew across portion. Oh, I said that the U.S. military has been tracking it since late last week. And determined that it poses no threat to aerial traffic.
Where is this fucking thing from again? I'm sorry.
We don't know. It's not clear if it's a weather balloon or something else.
The first 15 minutes. There's so many stories we do that sound like the first 15 minutes of every shorty shitty fucking horror movie where, I don't know, Bill Pullman's president could be president. Who else could be president? Gary Sinise could be president.
Sure.
My favorite movie president was Morgan Freeman.
I was going to say Morgan Freeman.
He saw us through Deep Impact, and that was scary. That was a whole comet hitting, and we survived it with him there.
Right. Was that the one where Bruce Willis flew up? And,
no.
Oh,
no,
it was a different one.
Wait. No, that was, it started with that's Armageddon with Lady Aerosmith is in that one. Princess Aerosmith, whatever the fuck her name is. Steven Tyler's kid. You want to be... Hey, Steven, I like Aerosmith. You want to be in Lord of the Fucking Rings?
Yeah.
Lady Aerosmith.
Also in the news, we've got... those are your headlines, everybody.
Yes.
God, it must be was it a slow news weekend that the mystery balloon over Hawaii is the number one story over at Drudge?
There's a balloon over Hawaii. Meanwhile, everybody getting in the water is getting eaten by dinosaurs. We got fascism all over the place in this country. In Florida, if you got an outside fun part, you can't wear a dress and read to anybody. Oops. Oh, that, oh, right,
just checking to make sure.
Yeah.
We were going okay. In the news, those are your headlines, everybody. Like I said,
is she gonna talk about? Well, wait, today's Monday. Rachel is doing a show. Is she gonna comment on this news that she gets so much less than Tucker Carlson?
Well, that's not
amazing.
It's not news. We've known.
The thing about it is, Rachel, think about it. This guy, along with some other fucks, cost that network nearly $1 billion, and you do nothing but bring in ad revenue and put out great content, and they reward you by paying you half, almost a little more than half of what that fucking Tucker with the personality of a goddamn deck shoe, a fascist Nazi little deck shoe. You're getting paid not as much. That is insane. I hope Lawrence doesn't see this shit because he's going to lose his fucking mind. I guarantee you.
It says there's a...
How much does Velshi get?
Probably not that much.
Damn, that's...
I'm going to say 5.
Oh, my God. That's bullshit. He's so good. God, all these people should quit, man.
He's their guy. He's the guy that goes over to, like, Ukraine
oh my
and
God.
Wears a helmet and shit.
There better be a 2 And he bet, God, you got to give somebody $20 million if you're going over to the fucking, to cover the war. You're selling ad revenue while he's in Ukraine. Freezing. Do you know how many, freezing, getting shot at. He was, and Velsi was out there doing the Black Lives Matter things, getting maced and shit. Shot with rubber fucking bullets. He got a big bruise on his calf. You know, Kilmeade's getting more money. God damn. Right. The world is not a fair place. Clearly. Damn, how much does Joe Scarborough get compared to Tucker? Boy, that's that. If that pisses anybody off, I bet Joe Scarborough, that would piss him off if he found out. Ooh, I bet Hannity makes more money than you, Joe. Ooh.
Well, of course he
that
course
would bother
he does.
The shit out of me. Joe Scarborough is a pompous motherfucker. I mean, you know, he's a good broadcaster, but that's going to piss him off if Brian Kilmeade's
Scarborough's making 13.
Oh!
Reportedly.
Oh!
Mika's making 10.
Damn. That's okay. I mean, that sucks.
Willie Geist is making 5.
Who's that? Is that?
That's their third banana.
That's not bad.
The guy with the voice down here talks like this.
Yeah, yeah. It sucks, man. It's like Tucker's making all this fucking money. He costs that network so much money. It's amazing. You know what you should do is you say, you go to MSNBC and say, you better pay me more. I'm going to start talking about these Dominion voting machines. I'm going to cause a lawsuit for you motherfuckers.
I don't think anybody knows how much Elie Velshi is making. I don't see it anywhere.
God, I want to know that. They're not paying him enough. I've already answered my own question. They aren't paying him enough. God, Elie, you gotta get more money than that. I mean, you're going over to Ukraine. You're going to all these fucking places. Yeah, he's in it. He's over there in the cold Ukraine, this giant coat. And he's sitting there. We've heard all these air raid sirens tonight. We hear gunfire and shit. And Tucker's over there sitting in his hot tub in his dressing room, getting a foot rub, probably by some sort of Nazi. Getting powdered down. Walks in. Makeup's here. Everybody's sucking his dick. He talks about a bunch of lies. Makes all the money. Makes all the cash. Hannity, too. That necklace fuck. How much did he make?
Same as Tucker. 34.
God, why does Fox have such a budget and MSNBC pays shit? What, that's my question.
They got the big ratings.
MSNBC. I thought Rachel Maddow at one time had the top rated cable news show.
Well, they do, but they've got that carriage deal bullshit going on.
What does that mean?
That's where they make all their money. When they were at their highest in the last negotiations, they commanded ridiculous amounts of money just to be on the cable stations, to allow the cable stations to run them.
Right.
And that's where they make all their money. That's why they don't give a fuck about advertisers that much.
Yeah. And, you know.
But that may go away.
So MSNBC must not pull in very much money. Are they just barely making it? I mean... Jesus. You know what it is, though? It's like, that's all they have to do, because where's Maddow going to go? CNN? No. Fox? I mean, you know, I guess NPR.
This is from the, well, here we go. Oops, let me.
Yes. Maybe NPR should pay Rachel to do a show. I mean, maybe they could outbid fucking MSNBC.
There is an outright indoctrination attempt of this type of belief system to our children. I mean, we're watching it from as young as Disney, children all the way up. There's an indoctrination. There's social contagion. As you mentioned, this taking place, there is outright attempts to confuse children of their
social contagion. This is about, of course, all the gays running around like vampires trying to convert people.
That's funny. Shit. That's true. That's what they think of every bad thing. Every bad thing is a vampire running around trying to bite you on the fucking neck.
To confuse children of their gender and all these different things. And, you know, and there may be even a desire to, you know, you have special rights in this country these days if you are some oppressed class. And so even possibly the...
Who is this?
The poor older white men. Former Representative Jody Heiss. Guess what party he belongs to?
The Nazi party. You fucking Nazi.
Right. This publicly, is... though, he's a Republican.
Oh, yes. Well.
Which is kind of.
This guy sucks.
In this country these days, if you are some oppressed class.
Oppressed.
And so even possibly the attempt to create a minority sex class to then be oppressed and get special rights. Who knows what's
this
going
on? This guy is dumb as fuck.
In an effort to create a minority sex class to then be oppressed and get special rights. So they're somehow, they're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut my dick off.
Yes.
To try to get special rights.
I got special rights. They're not special rights. They're just rights, stupid piece of shit.
These people are so stupid.
How does this Heist Geist, whatever his fucking name is, what's his name?
Right, because trans people are treated so much better.
Oh, yes.
They have so many more special rights in this country
right now.
They got
all the special rights.
Jody Heist.
Jody Heist, they're taking off. They're coming to get your special rights, you dumb shit. You better hide. Hide your special rights, everybody, because these oppressed people want them. They're collecting. They're hoarding the special rights. God, it's like these people, they're so stupid.
Cartoonish,
yeah.
Just
dumb fucking cunts. I mean, what are you? Jody Heist.
Learn to indoctrinate
me. Fucking dumb fuck, man.
Meanwhile,
put down the meth.
I guess there's more to come out.
Yes.
There's one of the headlines. Dominion says there are more Tucker Carlson texts about Fox execs.
Hell yeah.
That haven't become public. So remember those texts that they told Tucker, hey, we got that part redacted where you called this one woman a cunt.
Yes, yes.
This exec. And he was like, I'm not happy about that. I want the world to know I think she's a cunt. I still think she's a cunt.
But he's still saying this all.
Was all pissed off, yeah.
But he's still saying all this weird Machian fucking religious shit, but still call somebody a cunt. Isn't that weird, though?
But he...
What's up?
Mm-hmm. Why are you poking me in the leg, Doug? It says Dominion executives hope all the text messages between Fox News hosts, including Tucker Carlson, that they discovered as part of their defamation lawsuit will one day become public.
Right.
Dominion, we know, as part of their discovery in the lawsuit, their lawyers uncovered texts in which Fox hosts and journalists seemed to acknowledge that the fraud claims were not true or far-fetched, but gave them airtime anyway.
Doesn't it just seem so fucked up? If you just think of like what Fox is, I mean, it's a sausage factory of lies. It's just, they know they're lying. They're even talking about how they're lying, and they're just putting out lies. That's all it is. And then they have the biggest budget in cable news? I mean, they must.
Probably.
Is there somebody at MSN? I'm sorry. Is there somebody at CNN making more money than Tucker or Hannity?
Yeah, I don't think ONN is paying
God,
big.
God, but CNN, I mean, who?
CNN probably has. Who's, how much is...
Wolf getting? What's he getting? Wolf Blitz is making all the money. $50 million a year. 50 fucking million? I don't know. I bet he gets 30.
How much is Anderson Cooper would be the big one, right?
Yeah, Anderson Cooper gets $22 million a year. Wolf Blitzer gets 15.
Anderson's making 15.
Wow. That's it? That's it?
He's kind of their big guy.
See,
right?
Here's the problem, right? Here's the problem. Fox just spreads bullshit and lies. They pay their personalities more than anyone. They pay better than anyone else. Is that a problem?
They make more, so I mean, I guess make your paper, boo.
No, it's not that though. Make your paper, go spread election lies and shit. Go do insurrection, is what they're saying. I mean, it's wild that we let that in Canada that doesn't happen, but in here it happens.
Wolf's making five.
You said, bitch! Oh my God, Wolf, you're just making five. Oh, my God. Don't you believe in God? Don't you want to thank God? Don't you want to thank God for that $5 million? And Tucker's making 40.
Jake Tapper is making 13.
Oh, shit, Wolf. Brian Kilmeade's making 9. You're making 5. Don't you want to thank God?
Lemon was making 12 when he was when he was there.
God, Don Lemon. That's not bad, right, for CNN. Wolf Blitzer's making $5 million?
Yeah.
Does that bother you,
allegedly.
Wolf?
Allegedly.
You're making how much?
Well, I mean, I don't Geraldo think $5 million
more
a year
money
should bother anybody.
What?
I don't think $5 million a year should bother anybody.
Listen, man, if I'm Rachel Maddow, everything's bothering me about this story. It's incredible. We've broke incredible news. Rachel Maddow doesn't get paid fucking shit compared to Tucker.
I think she knows.
Breaking
that.
News.
I think she's well aware of that.
God, I mean, these cheap motherfuckers at MSNBC. And then they throw how much money at Megyn Kelly? How much money did MSNBC throw at Megyn Kelly? Shame. And you're only paying Rachel. You're not giving her Tucker money. Oh my God. Who is in charge of this shitty network? You're going to lose your good talent because you're not paying them shit. Pay Lawrence O'Donnell the way you pay Brian. Fucking kill me for fuck's sakes. It's maddening.
She was, Kelly had a 3-year contract for $69 million, so 23 a year.
Holy shit! That's literally Rachel Maddow money. You're paying...
At NBC.
It's the same company though, right? It's the same company?
Yes.
God, shame. I don't know what to say.
Who's the NBC? Is it Lester Holt? Who hosts nightly news?
You got to pay Lester Holt because Lester Holt broke some shit with Trump, didn't he? With the
$15 mil.
God,
is what Lester's getting.
Damn, man, the money is distributed oddly. I don't know. I'd have to go fishing, and if I'm Rachel right now, I'd be pissed. I tell my wife, it's like I gotta go catch some fish, or I'm gonna get fucking start smashing shit.
The fight continues.
Yes.
Here in Florida. This is the Miami Herald.
Right.
The DeSantis's handpick oversight board fired back at Disney World on Monday, authorizing its legal team to represent board members who were sued by the company last week and file a countersuit in Central Florida court.
Yeah.
Disney sued the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board.
Damn.
To this asshole said Central Florida Tourism Oversight District.
Gotta tell you why.
Is the special district they had.
All I'm saying, the oversight district.
The lawyer for the state said, in essence, Disney is asking a federal court in Tallahassee to wrestle back the hands of time to 1967, while this board is instead charged legislatively with bringing the district into the 21st century with new and better policies and practices.
Hey, listen, if anybody wants to go ahead and if you want Ron DeSantis to be your president, good luck. Because this is how it's going. He's at war. How is this going to end with Disney? Is he going to storm the Capitol? Is he going to storm the Magic Mountain? And
well, the Disney case, I've been reading, they think they have a pretty good chance. I mean, it's hard, you know, to prove intent a lot of these times. But we've got DeSantis, this fucking moron, out there literally saying, you know, he threatened them with a prison on the property next door, you know.
Yeah.
This is all in retaliation because they won't bow down and suck his tiny little shriveled dick.
You know what Disney's not thinking about this correctly. The prison thing is actually an opportunity because I know there's sick fucks in this country that would go on the prison ride. All you got to do is put that prison up, and then this is how they always do rides. Just put a water river through it, and you could go through the prison in the boat and look at all the prisoners.
Right. They would feed them?
Huh?
Can you feed them?
Do whatever. I mean, because, you know, sadistic.
Why not turn it into that?
Yeah. These sadistic waddlers at Disney, they would love that shit. Everybody watches those prison shows.
Oh, God, yeah.
They'd love it. It's so fucked up.
So. $50 per cattle prod.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, we're going to make some more money off this prison.
I love it.
There's a gift shop.
Wait, you only have black ones, right?
Right.
So yeah, so now this board is suing Disney back.
Perfect.
Right. Good. After Disney sued. But the Disney lawsuit, from what I've been reading, seems to, there might be merit. Like, I mean, they may be able to show that DeSantis only went after them for protect his free speech because they said, you know what, your Don't Say Gay bill is bullshit. And yes. He said, you need to stay out of it. That's it.
All they did.
We're taking away your special status.
But like, if Disney has gay days and they try right. to be inclusive and
sold
shit.
Out, by the way, you know, they announced that gay day.
It sells out immediately.
Sold out immediately.
Right. Right. God, what are the tickets, I bet, to Disney? What is one day to Disney? It's like $3 million.
Isn't it like $150 or something like that? Or
take it. It's so expensive. It costs a testicle. And then you have to sneak a bunch of snacks in.
It's Disney World, right?
That's
Disney
correct, Pat. It's not Disneyland.
Land is...
Disney World is cooler. There's more alligators. Tell you what, it's like, it's amazing that an alligator could drag a child, you know, into a lake that's on the premises of the theme park, and it doesn't immediately get shut down. I mean, God. Damn. They kept that shit going.
Disney prices... 109 per person, max out at 189 on special days and for special events.
For one day?
Oh, my God.
That's like, dude, that's...
Florida resident, by the way, is 109.
Oh, good. You get a break. $109. What? But does that include food?
You can save up to 40% on 3- and 4-day tickets.
Oh, great. It's such bullshit. So I buy... God, that's a lot.
$109.
Jesus
Christ. And then I'm sure all the food is free, right?
Oh, inside, absolutely,
and,
Pat.
And all the merch and all the... It's like, can't you buy fuck you passes, too?
No, then you get... Right. What do you mean?
You spend extra money.
That's right.
So you don't have to wait in line with the pores.
But you know what? When I was a kid, my favorite thing was Pirates of the Caribbean. I love that ride so much. And at the end of the ride, they had a gift shop. And every time I would get like one of those musket rifles to play with. You could shoot a rubber band with. You know,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get a sword. That would be a pirate for a while.
And then move on.
Yep.
So that's what's going on in the ridiculous battle going on here.
I wonder what the average price of like a soda at Disney World is. $7, $5 probably.
Did you see DeSantis? They're saying his overall trip overseas did not go really well.
Why is he going over there?
Nobody likes him.
They Ron.
Like literally nobody likes him. They're saying that he doesn't look people in the eye when he talks to them. He won't speak to anyone that he considers beneath him.
He's running a state like he's fucking Hitler. Right. You're a fucking fascist, dude. They hate you. Let me explain something. The rest of the world? Well, not the rest of the world. I know there's some fucked up places that have these horrible anti-gay laws and shit, but like in Europe, man, they aren't like us, right? I mean, they aren't like hung up right. on where people pee. Dude, this whole trans thing, where does the pee-pee come out? Where does the pee-pee come out? That's why we're hung up on this dumb fucking country, and that's all it is. Where does the pee-pee come out? We're stupid. We're fucking idiots. Does this person have rouge on with a dress they're reading to a child? Where does the pee-pee come out? We're so fucking dumb.
Did you, for promos, did you use the Trump is a cunt in Scotland picture today? Because that's like, where he is.
I know. I used a bunch of different ones from Scotland. So we have Trump is a cunt. Trump is an orange jobby.
No, that's the one I'm looking at right now. Yeah. Scotland totally hates Trump. And the other one says, beat it, you big orange jobby.
Oh yeah. I use that one. They don't like him. Listen, man.
This one says, Scotland hated Trump before it was fashionable.
Yeah, I use that one too. I love that one.
Scotland doesn't want you.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, motherfucker. See, everybody, hi, America. That's the lesson. This is a teachable moment. This is how you deal with maggotry. Right there. Get a marker.
Trump, low IQ, racist, sex pest.
Yeah.
Caution, racist. Off ye go with... a trumpety trump.
Off you go with a trumpety trump, you cunt.
We shall overcome.
That's the best.
Bravo.
That wins. Overcome wins. What a nasty little fascist.
Oh, they hate him. They hate him.
He's going over there to open a golf course.
Yeah, he's going to see his golf courses, and then I guess he's got another another one.
You know what all I'm thinking about is Fannie Willis calling up the fucking cops and say, listen, you fucking pigs, get ready, because I'm going to put that bitch in jail this summer. You better keep it together, motherfucker.
The First Minister of Scotland has made it clear he has no plans to involve himself with former President Donald Trump's visit. Asked if last week if he will meet Mr. Trump, who's made controversial statements about Muslims in the past. First Minister Humza Yousaf.
Yes.
Look at Scotland with a Muslim.
Look, it's nice. The rest of the planet can be civilized, but we're not. We're all fucked up over here.
I wonder if he has a Scottish accent. I would find it difficult, I have to say, to meet with him without raising the significance of concerns I have of the remarks that he's made in the past.
Yeah. Listen, man. This guy is trying to sound all civilized. Don't worry about it. If I was a premier, whatever, of Scotland, I'd be like, fuck no. Fuck no.
Trump arrived in Scotland to golf resorts he owns in Turnberry and Aberdeen and at Doonbeg in Ireland. It's great to be home, he said on arrival.
Fuck they you, hate you cunt!
They hate you.
They hate you so much.
The Turnberry Resort was a source of controversy during his presidency after it was revealed the U.S. Air Force paid... Oh, remember this.
Oh, the Mike Pence!
Paid Trump's business to lodge crews on the property dozens of times. The Air Force investigated these payments and concluded they were legal.
No, and this is what happened. This is what happened. They made Pence and all his buddies stay at this particular place in Scotland. That was like a long-ass drive from where they landed, and they gave him a per diem, but the shit was so expensive to eat at this fucking place, the per diem wouldn't quite cover it. Am I misremembering any of that shit? That is insane. It's fucking insane.
BBC said, Mr. Trump, who's running for the White House again in 2024, is visiting Scotland as a private individual. It's understood there's no request, top dog.
Yeah, man. And like, just think about
nose
it.
On my leg.
Excuse me. I just want to take a moment to appreciate how much of a cunt this Trump is. Can you imagine Obama is thinking about, or Biden, they're thinking about what do they want to do with their presidency? Would it ever occur to them, I want to open a golf country club fucking place in Ireland and then maybe have the Secret Service stay there so I can double dip? You know what I mean? So my hotel can make some cash and then I can be president at the same fucking time. I just can't picture that happening with Biden or Obama.
So there you go. That's Trump is in Scotland. It's good to be home.
Yay.
He says.
Right.
When they fucking hate him.
They don't like you. Shit.
There's also a report that I think we may have audio.
Yes.
Here from the awesome Vanity Fair.
Okay.
That Trump. Oh, bloody hell.
Right.
Former President Donald Trump during a press gaggle aboard the plane.
A press gaggle?
After his Waco, Texas rally in March.
Shit, fuck, I forgot all about that shit.
Blew up at NBC News reporter Vaughn Hilliard.
Yeah.
According to audio obtained by Vanity Fair.
Wait, Vaughn Hilliard... I know who that is. That's the anchor guy, right? I feel like
I think he's, isn't he he's an NBC guy, right?
Right.
I think we've seen him on,
Isn't he like nice and shit?
Yeah. Well,
somebody blew up at him. I mean, I'm just trying to understand this story. Who the fuck does that?
Jeez.
God, these fucking maggots are impossible, man. I mean, it's like blowing up at people. They fucking adults. You know how to talk to anybody? Blowing up. Blow this.
I think I'm trying to find the audio for this.
Right. Poor Von Hillier gets yelled at for no good.
Get him out of here, Donald Trump.
Jeez.
Allegedly.
Get him out of here? What the fuck? Get him out of here. What are you, fucking Sopranos?
In a recording obtained by Vanity Fair, the former president lashed out at Von Hillier over his questions related to the Manhattan DA's case, demonstrating that the ex-president's hostile attitude towards the press remains unchanged. Well, shocker.
Jeez, yeah. He is hostile. Everything's hostile about you. You want to find hostility? It's down at the bottom of that fucking diaper.
Do we not have the audio, though?
Ah, shit. That's the ultimate hostility.
I think they're just saying we've got audio, but I don't see a link to play it anywhere.
Right. Shit.
Hillier reportedly asked Trump if he was frustrated about Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan district attorney, about his investigation over alleged hush money payments.
Hey, Vaughn, why are you asking him that? Here, I'll answer for you. Yes, he is quite frustrated. Hillier. What kind of fucking question is that?
Hillier was questioning Trump over his Truth Social posts.
Yeah, yeah.
Which the former president had warned of potential death and destruction if he was indicted.
He threatened world annihilation. It's like, are you frustrated, Mr. Trump?
And when Hillier asked Trump for his version of events, the former president said, I don't want to talk to you.
Right.
In response to another question from Hillier, Trump replied, do you hear me? You're not a nice guy. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Hillier tried to ask another question. Do you hear me? You're not a nice guy. Trump said, turning to take a question from a different reporter.
Yes.
Hillier tried once more, and Trump said, all right, let's go. Get him out of here. Out of here. Out of here.
Get him out of here. Is this the...
Then picked up one of the phones recording the gaggle and said, whose is this? Hillier replied it was his. Trump picked up another phone, asked the same question. That one's mine too, said Hillier. The former president tossed both phones out of his sight.
Wait.
Onto the seat next to him.
Is that true?
That's what it says.
Is this all true?
Yeah.
Jesus. Is he going to make it?
Trump?
Do you think he was that? Guarantees. That's a lot. Hey, Don, that's a lot of activity for you. Are you okay?
Yeah, I guess they don't have. It just says they have the recording obtained. Well, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You should play that recording. We want to hear Trump yelling.
What the fuck? Why can't we have that?
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
That's crazy.
I don't see it anywhere.
Dude, what is this? Is it a gazpacho? They're going to come and drag you out of here? Get me out of here. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. You kidding me?
Oh, what? I didn't see this headline.
The fuck world do we live in?
I didn't see this headline before.
Trump's having somebody rough this guy up.
Last week, report. Donald Trump... We'll celebrate, it was on the 26th, we'll celebrate Melania's birthday today, quote, if his schedule allows.
That is the funniest shit I've ever heard. Well, I mean, does he have time?
Melanie. I'm very busy.
I mean, do you think Melania would be upset if, how do they celebrate? How does Trump celebrate Melania's birthday traditionally? Like, what do they do?
If she wants to be happy away from her.
Yeah, but they must have something at Mar-a-Lago. Come on. Let's be real. They got to have something.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
What? I don't know why it's funny. I don't know. Do they decorate this Trump blow up balloons and it helps put icing on the cake? And
they probably go through some bullshit, sure.
They have a happy birthday, Melania, and they have a cake made out to look like her face or maybe her tits.
Former President Donald Trump will reportedly, this was again last week, reportedly attend his wife Melania's 53rd birthday celebration, quote, if his schedule allows.
That's so
Trump,
funny.
Will attend the low-key. They're going to have a low-key birthday celebration.
Oh, yes. Sounds like love, doesn't it?
If he's in the area.
Hey, listen. Let me tell you something. How many press releases from Obama did we have about that? Yeah, I'm going to celebrate Michelle's birthday party if I got time, maybe. Maybe.
People,
if I'm around.
People magazine reported Melania likes low-key celebration with family.
She doesn't like it. I mean, listen, can you picture Biden saying, well, we didn't have time to celebrate Jill, my wife, Dr. Biden's birthday. But I wasn't in the area.
So it was last Wednesday. As for Wednesday, Donald is expected to celebrate Melania if his schedule allows him to be in Mar-a-Lago. If Donald is here, he will be joining the family to celebrate his wife's birthday. Despite what you hear, the Trumps are a close family, said an unnormed source.
That despite thing is funny.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Listen, if they do have a birthday celebration and Melania gives like a birthday speech, I would like the text of that speech checked against the text of a birthday speech Michelle Obama gave. Because that's what she does. She steals. She steals her speeches.
Well,
remember?
Whoever wrote the speeches for her stole it.
Well,
you know, you just think she's sitting writing her speeches.
Melania, it happens so many times. The first thing I would do, they email you the speech. Copy paste part of it and put it in an internet search and see where it pops up.
His schedule. See where
they
lies.
Got it. Yeah. What's he doing? Oh, this fat fuck can't celebrate her birthday because he's in Waco. Can you imagine? Given what he's horrible. I don't know. They mentioned that Waco rally, and that is one of the most underreported things. I mean, we've already passed it and forgotten it, but this fuckstick held a presidential rally at Waco, Texas.
Right.
No one cares anymore. It's like it never happened.
Right.
We're going to forget about it. That's fucked up. And that's sadistic. It really is. That's so dark, man. Why not have a rally at Columbine? Where bad things have happened. Go have a political rally. God.
But I hadn't seen that story last week about Melania's birthday.
Dude, think about how...
If I'm not busy, I may waddle in there.
Think about how dark and evil these Republicans are. They don't even... Trump does... He puts out publicly that he might not celebrate his wife's birthday if he doesn't have time. These are some sadistic, dark motherfuckers. They have no feelings. They don't care. And his fucking lawyer is questioning E. G. Carroll. Like,
well, yeah, today
scream.
Joey Taco requested a mistrial.
No, fuck you, Joey Tacopino. Tacopino, you big dumb fuck.
In a letter filed early this morning, Trump attorney Joe Tacopina.
What's wrong with his face?
Claimed that the court has mischaracterized the facts of this case to the jury.
Fuck you, Joey.
Here, despite the fact trial testimony has been underway for only 2 days, the proceedings are already replete with numerous explains of defendants' unfair treatment by the court, much of which has been witnessed by the jury.
You know, I think that's a spot on Tacopino, but if let's say you're in an improv exercise and they're like, you're going to do a scene where you play a lawyer for Donald Trump and you did that voice, the critique would be, that's too like, stereotypical.
Yeah, right. Have you heard him?
But it's spot on. And look at him. He literally walked off the set of the fucking Sopranos and he sounds like it. He's like Polly Walnuts, man. I mean.
So that's the judge. Insane. That lasted like 5 minutes and the judge is like, no.
Yeah.
No mistrial. Jeez. That's like 10 times I think that Joey Taco's tried to get a mistrial and the judge has been like, no, fuck off.
I mean, it's just crazy just thinking about the way he questioned her too. I mean, E. Jean Carroll. I mean, it's.
Well, they said he was surprisingly for him, gentle and respectful that they, because he's not, I guess that's stupid to know that you really just can't go out and totally beat the shit out of an alleged rape victim, you know, or whatever.
Guy asked, why didn't you scream? You didn't scream.
Hey, right, God, right.
Jesus. What the fuck kind of question is that, Tacopino? And then I was reading this thing in Salon. During the whole thing, Joey sort of hands the prosecution a theory that he didn't like the way E. Jean Carroll was joking with him about trying on some teddy.
Right,
he didn't
right.
like it, and that enraged him.
Right.
So it's like,
and Joey Taco was trying to use that as a mitigating circumstance.
He's stupid.
Instead of what it was a confession.
It's like these maggots with their lawyers. It's like, hey, please don't do it. Don't make it worse. I mean, that a lawyer's supposed to make it better, aren't they?
Well, try. That's why he's paying him. Like Joey Taco's getting paid. I hope Joey Taco got paid up front.
Yeah.
Because you can't trust those motherfucking Trumps.
Tacopino.
To pay anything.
Yeah. Joey Taco, that dumb fuck. His big dumb face.
Elsewhere in the news, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yes.
Probably 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Tacopino is representing him in other issues, correct? I thought there was another trial that he was...
I don't know. It'd be in New York, right?
Can't get enough Tacopino.
Joey Taco.
They're out of lawyers, though. I mean, at what point are you out of lawyers? It's like the Cubs in the early 90s. It's like, there's no more relief pitchers, so we're going to bring... Oh, my God. We're going to bring Terry Belcher to eat up two innings, the big fat third baseman. That's like Trump's lawyers. That's what it is. They're out. There's no more lawyers.
Oh, he'll find somebody.
No, I mean, he's going to...
He'll find some Better Call Saul guy in the back of a nail salon.
It's like Mr. Trump.
Which may be where he got Tacopina. I can't...
Trump's gonna be like, I couldn't get a lawyer. They kind of, he's like, I got a professional. It's a veterinarian, but he's gonna represent me.
And this is out of Newsweek. This doesn't shock anybody.
Shocker.
But this is Donald Trump shared a post on Truth, which, by the way, there were other reports about just how shittily Truth is doing.
Yeah.
Like they predicted, I forget how many, like 35 million users or something. And,
right.
And they're like at 5 or 6 million.
Joey Tacopino.
It's just not going well.
Right.
At Truth Social. Trump shared a post on Truth Social that says there isn't, quote, one true Trump supporter who would vote for DeSantis if he wins the presidential nomination.
Wait a second. There's no overlap in that Venn diagram? Because Trump is going to go after DeSantis.
Well, and Trump shared that, basically saying, hey, if you come after me, DeSantis, and win inexplicably, I'm taking all my supporters with me, and there's no way you'll get elected.
To a third party. Or just taking off in the distance.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree. I think that's accurate. I think the Republicans are such bitches that they have not one person in their party that can go after this guy. My God.
Meanwhile, Carrie Lake, who's possibly trying to make herself the VP candidate for Trump. But they're saying she's probably going to run for Senate for Kirsten, or not for
Senator Carrie Cinemas, fucking Lake
for Cinema's spot.
Senator Carrie Lake, that's not fair to America,
well,
is it?
She'll lose that one too.
You know what a sign is? If you're a weak ass Republican, that means you can't win a gubernatorial race in Arizona because that means you're a weak ass fucking Republican. Because that shouldn't that be a gimme? All those red fuckers in Arizona. It's like Florida
well, it's
of the West.
But, you know, you have big cities and stuff. Phoenix.
You lost. Carrie Lake, you're a Republican in Arizona that fucking lost. That means you're a fucking loser.
The Carrie Lake has said that DeSantis, quote, needs to wait until 2028 if he wants a political future.
What the fuck do you know? You lost your race.
She did not, Ryan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare
me.
You? There, she's still battling in the courts. It's,
yes.
It's going to be overturned any minute now. She's going to be sworn in.
Carrie Lake loses her gubernatorial race. That's how crazy the GOP is. They're like, oh, we're going to have all these losers be the VP. They lost. Who's going to beat Trump now? It's not going to be DeSantis. Who's out there?
In a post on Truth Social, country singer John Rich warned DeSantis not to run against the former president for the nomination, Rich wrote, I don't understand the logic of DeSantis running. Let's just say he beat real Donald Trump in the primary, parentheses, which won't happen. But let's hypothesize. If he won, there wouldn't be one Trump supporter the left that would vote for him, and he would be destroyed in the general election. This is a losing proposition no matter how you look at it. So why on earth would he voluntarily run head on into the wood chipper?
Well, hey, you dumb fucking whoever the fuck you are, don't you think that...
country singer John Rich.
John, don't you think that Vladimir Putin maybe could be... this is a narrative I would want to promote if I was Vlad and you wanted Trump to win. This could be a bullshit narrative is all I'm saying. They're just going to sell it as the fact these fascists are like, it's Trump or nothing. It's Trump or nothing.
Right.
And you know what? They'll all fall in line at the end. They will all fall in line at the end with the little Hitler. They surely will. All of them. Mitch, the bitch will fall in line. Mittens, that cunt, will fall in line. All of these weak-ass, bitch-ass Republicans will fall in line like weak little fuck-ass Nazis that they are.
Undoubtedly.
They'll all fall in line. They'll lick his boots. They'll suck him off.
Make believe and we don't buy that here. Cause in the real world, they're shutting Detroit down. While the boss man takes his bonus.
I thought country singers, like real country singers, were liberals and they sing about, you know.
No.
What's this fucking guy? It's like the Trump supporter.
No.
Fuck you.
Country singers aren't.
Hell
liberals.
Yeah, they are.
They're just not.
A lot of them are.
Not. Some of them.
Yeah.
Not a lot of them.
Willie Nelson.
This past Saturday, Carrie Lake, who has been touted as a possible Trump running mate in 2024, appeared on the podcast of
Alex Jones.
No.
Joe Rogan?
No.
Rick Wiles?
Let me...
Don Jr.?
You will know by this clue.
Okay. She joined via Zoom, correct?
Rudy Giuliani's...
Carrie Lake.
Rudy Giuliani's podcast.
This is the Fever Swamp. You couldn't even win the gubernatorial race as a Republican in Arizona. Now you're on Tootie Rudy's podcast. What's next? What's next, winner?
She said, all I'm saying is I really believe DeSantis needs to realize that if he wants to have a political future, he needs to wait until 2028. I think he could if he does the right thing and handles it. I think if DeSantis wants to back out now, it'd be really smart for him to do that.
What the fuck do you know? He won. Well, maybe he won. I mean, who knows? He might. He's a governor. I'm trying not to take up for our governor. He's a governor. You have no political future. You lost. You literally don't have a political future.
She's going to run for Senate.
DeSantis
maybe.
Has a political future. He's currently a governor. My point is, what the fuck does she know? What the fuck you know? Go fuck off,
loser.
And
before that, she was a Fox host.
Go back to that. Was she really?
Yeah. Fox in Phoenix, probably? Or?
Let me tell you something. If finding out how much they fucking make, I'd get out of politics and I'd go to Fox. I can't believe Fox people would leave that organization to serve in the Trump administration. What the fuck was Mick and Annie thinking? What was Larry Kudlow thinking? I wouldn't have left. They're paying me all that money? Holy shit.
Larry Kudlow.
Larry Kudlow was Fox, right?
Yeah. A number of them were.
Shit.
Yeah.
Lawrence, I bet Larry Kudlow was getting more than you. I tell you what, I wouldn't come to work the next day if I'm Lawrence. I'm like, no, I heard this thing on the Crab Diving podcast. I'm paid like shit.
Well, they're saying that Trump's CNN town hall is payback to Fox News for promoting DeSantis.
That's pretty funny. God.
Oh, this other headline. Harvey Weinstein hires Bill Cosby's lawyer to appeal rape conviction.
Well, I mean, that makes sense, right? I mean, it's the same. It's
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess you get the... Why don't they, you know, if I'm If I'm Fox News, I fire everybody. You know how put in Tucker's place? Bill Cosby. Right there. Boom. I bet you can get him for nothing.
Can you read a prompter?
Who cares? You put him up there. Stoodaloo, pudding pops. I'm going to rape somebody. I'm going to cup. I'm going to jack. Pudding. I'm going to jack off on Danity's feet. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Acting lessons available before the show.
Oh, I can't think of anything better. Let's let loose Bill Cosby upon the green room at Fox News. Go drug drink Jesse Waters coffee.
Oh, man. God, this story's crazy, too. An investor, early investor in Dominion Voting Systems, recalled the impact of a report by Fox News host Maria Bartiromo had on himself and his parents, which was so extreme they gave serious consideration to fleeing the U.S. over fears for their safety.
Oh, fuck.
This is Axios.
Yes. Jesus.
Let's see. Days after Fox settled the defamation lawsuit for $787.5 million. Oh, boy. Interesting name. Houghton is the first name. H-O-O-T-A-N.
Right.
Mm. Yagubzadeh. Y-A-G-H-O-O-B-Z-A-D-E-H. Yagubzadeh. Sat down in... Houghton Yagubzadeh sat down to talk about his involvement with the company. He's currently the managing director of Staple Street Capital.
Okay.
He explained he joined forces with Dominion in 2018 after seeing potential for enormous growth. He said management grew the business 4.5 times, but once the defamation happened, the world collapsed for them.
Right.
He said things took a serious turn after Maria fucking Bartiromo let Trump lawyer Sidney Powell say her bullshit on the air.
Yes.
Accusing Dominion over a dozen times on her show.
God damn. See, I mean, this person has to flee because Maria Bartiromo.
Right. And Maria... remember one of the statements she said on the air? She said, Sydney, we talked about
Dominion software. I know there were voting irregularities. Tell me about that.
Jesus.
I know there were voting irregularities. She didn't say,
how did she know?
Were there for voting irregularities? Tell me about that. But she said, I know there were irregularities. There weren't any irregularities.
Yeah, I bet she gets 12 mil.
According to Yagubzadeh, who came to the U.S. from Iran with his parents when he was 5, right around the Iranian Revolution.
Jeez.
Because he's Jewish and fearful of persecution. Wow, a Jew in Iran. So the parents, his parents showed up on my doorstep, he said, after watching Maria's show. They were very fearful.
Right.
They saw the first signs of that, of this stuff happening here.
Right.
They were pleading with me, how do we get out of the country?
Damn. That's wild.
Because they're listed as investors in Dominion.
So somebody
they were just terrified.
Yeah.
Because they know what Fox people are like, what conservatives are like.
Well, I mean, all it takes is one lunatic.
Yeah.
Shit.
Speaking of, I thought it was Muslim, anti-Muslim stuff, but it turns out they're Jewish. This guy, an individual suspected of setting fire to 2 Minneapolis mosques last week.
Jeez.
And then going on to vandalize Representative Ilhan Omar's office.
Oh, my God.
Before moving on to a shopping center known as the Somali Mall.
God.
Jackie Rom Little, 36, was charged via warrant at the end of last week in connection with all 3 attacks that are being treated by the federal authorities as hate crimes.
You know,
the motive hasn't been revealed, but the FBI, the FBI, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara, confidently believe it was hate related, as all were designated to inflict terror on the Muslim community.
Right. Hate related. These fucking lunatics, man.
One fire was at the Masjid al-Rama Islamic Center on April 23rd.
Yes.
According to the a representative, okay, blah, 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 spray painted 500 on the door of Ilhan Omar's office.
Right.
To some Christians, the number 500 means blessings from a divine realm or a guardian angel.
What the? I've never heard of this shit. This is cool.
I never heard of this either.
Where's this guardian angel? Can the guardian angel do anything cool? I mean, I guess it obviously flies and fuck you up.
The 500 angel number is considered spiritually significant.
500 angels.
Angels from Africa.
Right. That's a gang. It's a gang.
Has something to do with like numerology and shit like that? Oh my God, these people are crazy.
It's fuck up Satanists. It's the Machian. Good versus evil shit. Manichean.
This
religion shit is fucking wild. 500 angels.
His mother revealed to investigators that he extensively harassed a Muslim female in the past.
No, that's
and has
nice.
Had a fascination with fire from a young age.
There's nothing!
The mother said this.
Fascination with fire as a bonus.
She confessed that she suspected he was responsible for several unreported arson events.
This guy likes to burn shit to
for
the ground.
His mother!
His mom's like, don't tell anybody, but he likes to burn
things. You know, I think he may have set a few fires.
It's so Midwestern, you're right. It's better than nothing. At least he's not, he's burning shit. He has a fascination.
Oh, his mother turned him in when she saw the surveillance footage.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's good.
And then the police recognized him from another arson incident. The police chief said, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're going to assume that this was motivated by hate. This was motivated by bias.
Right. The guy's... Jesus.
So there we go.
I guess the jury's still out on religion.
Right. These good Christians. Good loving Christians.
Right. What happened to this Jesus shit? Where it's like, turn the other cheek, do unto others. It's like they didn't even notice that part.
I mean, if you suspect, I'm glad she turned him in, but
yes.
If you suspect him previously of being involved in a couple of arsons, maybe you might have given a call to the Popo a little before
Is there any way we can persuade people to not raise children? Listen, how do you keep your kid from having a fascination with fire? Like, what do you do for that? Like, how do you avoid that? I guess, because I don't know.
You get them into therapy and stuff like that.
Tell the therapist, my kid likes fire. When he's done with you, he better not like it anymore. Right? I mean, what do you do with that? You have a child that likes to burn things. I mean, that sucks, man. I mean, God.
What time is it? Oh, we got about 25-ish left here on the big shoe.
This is how pets are different. You know, people have kids. People also have pets. And it's like, you know, if you had a dog that liked to burn things, I don't even know how that would work, but I guess you'd have to train it out of him.
The pyromaniac?
Yeah, if you had a pyromaniac hound.
I don't know. Cognitive behavioral therapy, maybe?
Every time you don't burn something, I give you a treat. That's what you got to do with these dumb fucking maggots. God. That's what the maggots need, though. Cognitive therapy, right?
Cognitive is the key word there.
Every time you don't say the N-word, we'll give you a bacon bite or some shit.
You have to have the ability to have cognition.
Part of me is like, she's like, quit being an asshole. Can we start there? I don't know.
Also in the news.
Yes.
This story I pulled. This is we can't have nice. This is why we can't have nice things story.
Okay.
And you know who it relates to.
Yes.
The Republicans.
Woo!
In the sovereign state of Louisiana, not too far from here.
Yes.
Couple hour drive.
Right.
a Louisiana House bill that would have decriminalized marijuana.
Yeah.
Then the Pelican State. I didn't know that. Did you know Louisiana is the Pelican State?
I know that.
There you go. It died last week in the House Criminal Justice Committee before it even made it to the House floor.
Yeah, liquor's legal. You can drink in Louisiana, can't you? But you can't smoke weed.
The measure was sponsored by Democratic Representative Candace Newell, who maintained that marijuana distribution could bolster the state economy.
Right.
The bill would be dependent on lawmakers providing for statutory regulatory system for legal cannabis sales and distribution, as well as a sales tax.
Yes.
Under the measure, criminal penalties related to the possession, distribution, or dispensing, or possession with intent to distribute cannabis would be removed.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's
See,
the problem.
They can, like, we make a lot
of money.
How are
they going to lock up all those black people?
Yes, we run our prisons like a hotel. Don't you understand?
The proposed law would have removed marijuana, THC, and chemical derivatives of THC as Schedule One substances under the Uniform Controlled Dangerous Substances Law.
Dangerous. All these people are sleepy.
But when the committee decided to involuntarily defer the measure in a 9-4 vote, none of the GOP lawmakers explained their stance on the issue. They just voted it down.
Yeah.
They didn't explain.
The Democrat even said, I wasn't naive enough to think the bill would make it out of committee, but I was expecting a little more of an educated conversation. They didn't even
We're
have a debate.
We're owed that, though. Aren't you owed that? Is that democracy? You have a debate, you make a decision. Not in Louisiana.
Republicans don't like democracy.
Yeah, you're right. They don't.
Fuck
they
your
like,
democracy.
They like locking people the fuck up. What happens when the tables get turned, you fucks? What happens?
Louisiana does have medical marijuana in 2015.
Yeah.
The first dispensary in the state happened in 2019, though. In 2020, the program was expanded, allowing medical marijuana use with a doctor's written recommendation for any debilitating condition. In 2021, Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards signed a bill decriminalizing possession of small amounts, less than 14 grams, of cannabis statewide.
Well, that is a Democrat, right? John Bel Edwards is the Democratic governor of Louisiana.
Yes, okay. Yes.
It's so weird. It's like, think about something that you have to decriminalize where there's actually a medical value to it, but at the same thing in Louisiana, booze, you can drink. You can buy hard liquor, and it's with no medical recommendation from a doctor.
14 grams is like a half ounce.
People in Louisiana are so fucking drunk, man. It's like that state is drunk as shit, and they're worried about, it's funny that they're worried about marijuana is all. You think that makes a dent? You think people smoking a joint makes a dent in all the drunk motherfuckers on the road?
Well, no, it's all about it's all about locking up the black people.
That's right.
100%.
That's right.
And what else are they going to pretend they smell in your car in order to search your car when they have no actual reasonable articulable suspicion?
They don't care.
I smell weed. and there's a couple states. Surprisingly, Georgia is one of them where they've gotten rid of that.
Yeah,
where the courts have said you can no longer. Use
Florida too.
I smell weed.
I thought in Florida they got rid of that too.
Did they?
Might
have been the fifth. It might have been the 11th Circuit then.
Tymar Crawford, the cop smelled weed coming from his car. They chased him all the way to his house. He ran up to his porch and they tased him to death right here in Pensacola, Florida. They tased him to death in front of his family and fucking friends because they smelled weed in his motherfucking car.
Allegedly.
That's exactly
which they did.
The fuck? You know why? You know why it's not alleged? Because there was a monetary settlement about it. That's why it's not alleged. There was a payout from this.
No, smelled marijuana allegedly.
Yes. Oh,
not
yeah,
that they
yeah.
allegedly killed him. I know they murdered
right,
him.
Right, right.
But the fact that they allegedly smelled marijuana was a lie, undoubtedly.
They just wanted to fuck with the guy or some shit.
So they can't use that one anymore. You know, they technically can also make you
they can do anything
roll
they
down
want.
Your window.
What?
They can't make you roll down your window the whole way. And that was a thing where some courts ruled that there would be no way for someone to smell marijuana if the window was open less than like 2 inches or something. It was something like that. And, but I don't believe there's any law in any state that says you have to roll down the window. Like if they stop you, you have to roll down enough to speak and pass your ticket back and forth or right. your driver's license. But there's no law that says you have to roll down the window the whole way. Now, you can't tell the police that because then they'll make you get out and you have to get out. That's part of it. They can make you get out of your car without any reason. They can pat you down if they suspect that you may be carrying a weapon. They can't search you.
Yeah.
Other than a cursory pat down to see if they feel a gun or anything. Now, of course, none of this means
they
anything.
They can do because, whatever the
right,
fuck
exactly.
they want to you.
But and as a passenger, it's the same deal. They can order you out of the car. You are under, there is no state in the nation where you are required to produce any kind of identification or give them your name as a passenger in a car when it's pulled over, unless they suspect you of a crime.
It's funny because
and they'll lie.
Right. All these rights that you're describing are supposed to prevent engagement with these fucking pigs. And we had this whole Black Lives Matter, all these protests over the summer, and it's as if these cops don't get it. We want less of them. We want less cops. That's what defund means. What's wrong?
It's all ground.
Oh, shit. You know what I mean? It's like nobody wants more of these fucking cops. That's why the defund thing is there. It's so stupid. It's like, that, who's standing in front of it? It's got a lot of grounds in there. Oh, shit. No, I don't know why it's like that. Anyway.
Paper.
Yeah.
Paper
That's
filters.
True.
It's like I sip my coffee and it's like my mouth is covered in grounds right now.
But it's true, though. It's like, I don't understand that. It's like, we had all this shit. It's like, we didn't learn anything. Why aren't people talking about defunding these fucking cops? That's what the left really needs to embrace. Because I like that word. Because it makes sense. Because who's standing in front of marijuana legalization? The Justice Department in Louisiana, right? The fucking pigs.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And the private prison owners. They certainly don't want legalization anywhere.
Of course not.
How are they going to put butts in their seats?
As soon as we understand it, like, these cops, the way it's set up, is the enemy, it's like, we're not going to be able to deal with them properly until you get that. It's not like criminals here. What's wrong? Oh, are you choking on the car? Oh, shit. I made that shit. I'm sorry. I think because I used the, not the paper filter. But you remember that, like, that sheriff that was kind of in Texas, that guy that was engaging with these Black Lives Matter protests to kind of give an olive branch from the cops, these protesters. Like, all that bullshit propaganda doesn't help us, because doesn't help America, because still all you do is have these cops pulling people over, saying they smell weed, the justification to toss your car, they give you a bunch of fucking citations. That's why you want to defund this shit. These cops are bullshit.
Oh, sorry. It was stuck to my uvula.
Oh, Jeffrey said it's the filibuster stopping the Fed from weed being legal. It's some kind of filibuster in Louisiana.
Yeah. In a lot of places. wherever they can do it.
Why is it legal to drink but not smoke weed? That to me is always the weirdest thing. I've been around
William Randolph Hearst.
There's nothing worse than drunk people,
and
man.
And the war on weed back at the turn of the early, you know, part of the 20th century, when hemp, you know, Hearst didn't want hemp to take over for the paper business because he owned all these trees that they like to use for paper. So he helped destroy Reefer Madness. Watch that.
Right.
And it shows you about how weed suddenly, and it was a great way to advance racism. Because they could then paint it as a black.
Oh, that's
drug.
Right. Yep.
It's the black. The
it's,
Negroes,
a, it's always
the
a thing
Negroes
in America. It's
are going
racism.
Crazy on the weed. They're going to rampage and kill you after they smoke the wacky tobacco.
You know, it's these simpletons that can't get past can't get past race, and can't get past where does the pee-pee come from. It's the Republicans. These dumb fucks.
It's these Republicans.
Yeah.
This is. Oh, it was a joke I saw that I laughed at, and it's really bad. Why is there no pregnant Barbie?
Why?
Because Ken came in a different box. But I'm bummed.
Good job. Good job, everybody. Was it a meme?
I saw that somewhere.
I hear comics sometimes. I listen to jokes. I'm like, do you steal that from a meme? Sometimes it feels like I'm listening to memes.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's probably out there. This is from Rolling Stone.
Yes.
The headline, this is from like last week. They're hunting Nazis, and New England is a target-rich environment.
There's a bunch of Nazis in New England. Let's go get these motherfuckers before they die.
Vulnerable communities in New England are increasingly under threat by a violent neo-Nazi gang with revolutionary delusions of transforming the region into a white ethno-state.
Wait a second. I misunderstood. I thought we were hunting like Nazis from World War II, and they were hiding in New England. These are like neo-Nazis. No.
The actions, tactics, and command structure of the hate group NSC 131.
Okay.
Whoever that is.
God.
Are the focus of an exhaustive new investigation by the anti-fascist research organization Task Force Butler.
Okay.
Accusing the group of terrorism, the investigation denounces the group's explicit purpose as engaging in, quote, harassment against religious, racial, and ethnic minorities, as well as the LGBTQ plus community and others deemed, quote, enemies.
Jeez. But fuck these people. Why can't we go get these people?
This task force unveiled its 300-page report last week.
Jeez.
As a roadmap for popo and prosecutors.
Yeah, the cops are going to go after these people. They're the same people.
I was going to say, the cops are probably members of the group.
Here's an idea. Why don't the cops quit terrorizing people of color and go after these fucking Nazis? That might be cool.
The CEO of Task Force Butler describes the group's ideology as white separatists. They want to use violence to make New England white.
Wow.
Oh, boy, here we go.
That sounds horrific.
NSC stands for Nationalist Social Club.
Nine!
Anti-Communist Action.
Yes.
The digits 1 and 3 correspond to the numerical positions of A and C.
Oh, my God.
So that's A-C-A. Okay. NSC, and then 131 is A-C-A, which is Anti-Communist Action. Go figure.
Anti-Communist. God.
It's classified as a neo-Nazi group by both the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League.
Yay! A neo-Nazi group.
The group and two top leaders have also been targeted by the Attorney General of New Hampshire in a civil action for violating the New Hampshire Civil Rights Act for allegedly unfurling racist banners on a Portsmouth overpass.
You know what I don't understand? We know these Nazis exist, but like, what do you mean you're trying to go after them? They're Nazis. What's to try? Find where they are and you go after them. What's hard about this? Can't you find them? Do they not have a hideout? Where do they hang out, these Nazis? Go get them.
In a fundraising appeal for its New Hampshire legal defense, the group defended its pro-white activism as protected free speech while blasting government authorities for being, quote, captured by anti-white partisans.
Aren't Nazis known for dragging Jewish people into concentration camps, into death camps? I mean, at what point on this planet are you like, we're monitoring these Nazis? Go get the Nazis. Go get the Nazis.
The report provides a summary of the group's investigation on its website, highlighting what it calls 9 main incidents of politically motivated violence, threats, and destruction, including physical altercations with counter-protesters outside of a drag queen story hour in Boston.
Here we go. We know where these people are. They have a website. You can probably find them. They've done violence. Why don't you round the Nazis up? Why can't we do that? What's wrong with that? Can we not get behind going after the Nazis? Can we not round up the Nazis? Is that bad?
NSC 131 is headed by a young extremist in his 20s, appropriately named Christopher Hood.
Oh, come on. This guy's in his 20s.
Hood has past links to the Three Percenters militia movement and the Proud Boys.
Oh, my God. Can't we handle these people? But, he's in his 20s.
But NSC 131 is most clearly an offshoot of Patriot Front, hate group that uses a veneer of patriotism to hook young male recruits into its organization.
Yeah.
They rely on, the group relies on flash mob marches, banner drops, and public confrontation to shock and intimidate the public.
How nice. Why don't we intimidate them? I don't understand this. Let's go get them. Fuck this.
One expert said they embrace Nazi ideology and Nazi iconography.
Lovely.
Because they feel it has a more immediate impact on promoting their desired race war. Their members wear black shirts and hide their faces.
Oh, they're bitches. They're little bitches. Let's go get these little bitches.
According to the report, they train in hand-to-hand combat techniques, use videos of street altercations as propaganda on their social media channels.
God. Can we at least shut their YouTube down, or can we not fight the Nazis?
The report says members have a long-standing practice of instigating and committing racially, politically, and identity-motivated acts of violence under the guise of self-defense by responding to small slights with coordinated brutal force.
What a great group of people. Is there anyone on the planet that wants to protect us from these fucks? Is there anyone? Any cops? Can we use our police to go after these guys?
They also use all kinds of Nazi symbolism.
That's nice, too. Isn't that nice? Look at that group over there with their Nazi symbology and their horrible tactics, too.
An NSC manifesto.
Oh, there we go.
Telegram lays out the ideology.
Oh.
We believe that the problem. Oh, excuse me. We believe that the problems affecting our people can only be addressed by the most radical political solutions, by nothing short of a revolutionary remaking of the political order of our society, by using the swastika on the symbols of the dreaded Nazi Germany. We place ourselves, I apologize to our German listeners, you probably don't need to hear this shit. Actually, now, it's more likely that they sound like this, right?
German ideology, fuck you!
We place ourselves in the most stark opposition possible to everything that we would change in modern society.
Why are you taking over New England? Go home, you Nazis! Why are we not beating these motherfuckers back into the forest where they came from? Fucking Nazis, fuck these Nazis.
We remind our people that it is Nazism to oppose white demographic replacement. It's Nazism to oppose drag queen story hour and critical race theory.
Wait a second.
We agree.
Yes, yes.
But they're saying it's proud.
They're saying it's good.
Yes.
Wait, they're telling us they're Nazis.
Yes.
They're telling us they're Nazis. Is there an address on their website? I mean, what?
The report reads, NSC 131 is not deterred from engaging in terroristic violence by current piecemeal local legal accountability efforts.
Jeez.
It asserts that the members typically face local charges at most and are often charged with misdemeanors, which are later dismissed or carry little to no consequences.
Right, because they're in bed with the cops locally.
They argue that the members are, quote, emboldened by law enforcement failing to treat NSC 131 with a more robust response. Of course they're not going to arrest their brothers and their cousins and their dads.
Right.
And themselves.
The cops are the same fucking people as these white supremacists. I mean,
many.
It's insane.
Many, many.
Many, many. Defund these cunts. I mean, what more do you need? That line in that report is sad. It's sad. Who is this organization, this task force going after these fucking Nazis? Who are they? Are they the government?
Task Force Butler.
Is that the government?
No, they're
We don't even have the government going after Nazis.
Well, that's why they gave a 300-page report to the law enforcement.
Why is it law enforcement generating the report and going after Nazis? Why does it have to be some outside group?
Because they're busy wearing black and not marching. And
when you look at the budget of these towns, especially, I remember Pensacola, most of our money goes to these fucking pigs that they should be going after these fucking Nazis. I mean, it's crazy. We're giving them all the money. And guess who the Nazis are? How stupid.
Yeah, right.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So, yay, America.
How do we fight the Nazis? We have to have some outside group write a report and beg law enforcement. Here's where they are. Here's what they're doing. Please, whose dick do we have to suck in the sheriff's department to go arrest the Nazis? They're taking over New England. Does anyone care? Right. No one gives a fuck.
Nobody cares.
The lobsters. Isn't New England worth saving from the Nazis?
But I thought they were taking over Idaho. Aren't they moving to Idaho?
This country, we're falling back. We're giving ground to the Nazis. That is disgusting. We know where the Nazis are. They have websites. They have social media.
They're in Congress.
We can't get the Nazis. We can't stand up to the Nazis. These outside groups have to beg our cops to do something to protect us from the fascists. How sad this country is. My God. Here they are.
Let me see here.
The Republicans can't even find a candidate to beat the Nazi head of their own fucking party, which would make you think they're the Nazi party.
Right.
Right. Who's going to beat Trump?
Nobody.
There.
I believe it is not about the law. I believe it's about politics and persuasion. That's why I wanted to see. Fox is not going to be selling what you wanted to sell when it comes to our elections. That's what this settlement means. That's why I'm asking whether or not you'll still support him.
Yeah, Fox now, is I know going, that's Fox's candidate. Is Ron
that's
DeSantis.
An article of convenience. That's an article of convenience.
These guys do not know how to not talk over each other.
Is that My Pillow?
This is Mike Lindell with Chris Cuomo on News Nation.
Chris Cuomo?
Yeah.
Is interviewing
Mike Lindell.
Man, Chris, you could be doing
Trump.
That's
DeSantis.
An article of convenience.
Fox did this settlement. Chris, I've said it from the get-go. I believe Fox played a big part in this election crime because back then they called Arizona early. Smartmatic sued Fox News on February 4th of 2020.
Keep talking, Mike. Right. Keep talking. Why aren't his children getting a blow dart and just right in the side of the neck and hauling dad away to go rest somewhere.
It's a little late now. Don't you think? Don't you think all the money is just gone? I mean, because Dominion's going to take everything. Smartmatic's going to take everything. Every last fucking pillow.
I mean, he's basically saying it again. He's saying that Fox only settled because they're in on it. I always thought they were in on it. Because they called Arizona too early.
Smartmatic sued Fox News on February 4th of 2021. That started lawfare in this whole country. Since that time, people like me have not been able to go on any conservative media and talk about our election. They didn't even talk about 2,000 meals, which had nothing to do with the electronic machine.
And it was bullshit. The reason they didn't talk about 2,000 mules is because it was bullshit.
Right.
So Fox has been suppressing for some reason, and they make this deal with Dominion, this backdoor deal.
Yeah, they made the deal with Dominion. They made the deal with Dominion because they were caught, and they knew it was going to get only worse. 61 out of 62 vettings of these issues have gone against, but 61 out of 62 have been lost. And the one that wasn't was held in abeyance.
I have subpoenaed Fox for evidence. They've never asked me for the evidence. We posted on Frank's speech. Anybody can go look at it. Fox News has never subpoenaed me for the evidence. We have subpoenaed Fox for their evidence, and they won't give us anything.
Mike is leaning into the camera. God. He looks particularly crazy. This is great, because usually we hear him on friendly shows.
I've subpoenaed Fox for their evidence, and they won't give us anything. They won't give us anything.
They're not
going to
give you.
They're
not
going to
give. But Mike, they're not going to produce evidence of the non-existence of the election being rigged. And they did more than anybody else did to fuel the speculation, which is how they got jammed up with Dominion. I'm out of time, but I wanted to give you your say, and I wanted to tell you you're welcome here to make the case.
Why, though, Chris? I mean,
we posted our evidence on Frank's speech.
You know what's weird about this? You know what's weird about Chris Cuomo saying that is because you know what Mike Lindell's case is. We know
bullshit.
It is bullshit. Right. So why would you say that? He doesn't have a case.
No case.
He's fucking crazy.
There's no case.
Cuomo!
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yay!
Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Yes. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. And check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. I'm so freaking Vile.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Nine!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.